Jill, welcome to Susie Radio.
Thank you, David. Thank you very much for asking me to come and speak with you and your audience.
It's very good to have you here indeed. Now, before we do anything else, just tell us exactly what you do in real life.
There's a number of things. First off, I've been a GP in East Surrey since the late 90s, most recently at the Moat House here in Merstham. In the new NHS, I'm a commissioner for the CCG, clinical lead for mental health, learning disability and dementia. And then I have regional roles within the South East Coast, Kent, Surrey, Sussex for dementia, and a national role within the Royal College of GPs, where I'm clinical champion for dementia, which gets me involved in all sorts of trouble in London.
I sit here in absolute awe of all those accomplishments. What a marvellous list of things in your working life. Now, very briefly, tell us about this Dementia Awareness Week, which is coming up.
Well, Dementia Awareness Week is a very important time, a lot of focus on dementia, and quite rightly so. Begins on Sunday. That's May the 18th and lasts for 1 week. We've got a number of events going on in Surrey, and they're going to be available for people to review on the Surrey County Council website as of tomorrow. On May the 22nd, Caterham Valley and Red Hill Libraries, Alzheimer's Society are going to have drop-in sessions from 11 until 1400, that's 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Right you are. Now, I know that there are some specific areas of dementia itself that you'd really like to give us a perspective on this afternoon, and I believe the first of those is recognising symptoms.
Yes. I think what we've been hearing is that people become concerned about their memory, not being able perhaps to do some certain complicated things like manage all their finances, and they're very scared about coming forward to discuss any of the issues that they're facing. I'd like to emphasize that sometimes, quite often in fact, these issues are not necessarily dementia. And there's other things that can mimic dementia, physical illnesses that we can treat, depression. And so it's really important that if people feel they have a problem, that they could come, should mention it to their family members, come to their GP, to primary care. We will do some blood tests and we will sort out if it is a physical problem that can be treated, and in which case people can be reassured.
I think reassurance is so very important in this day and age. We're surrounded, are we not, by medical horror stories in every news bulletin.
And we are, and it's such a shame, because if people actually did come forward, that we can manage a lot of the things, and they often feel that this is the worst scenario, and it's often not as bad as that. But I would say that if a person does have a problem with their memory or any other odd symptoms, because not all dementias present in the same way. So some of the subtypes of dementia, for instance, can present as a change in personality that then often a family member or a close friend will recognise as different. But please come forward. Come and talk about any of your problems. You can either go directly to primary care, or there's many other places within Surrey, such as the Alzheimer's Society, the Wellbeing Centre, the Douglas Brunton Centre up in Caterham, where you can go and seek advice. It doesn't necessarily always have to be the doctor first, although they will probably ask you to come to primary care. And I think a lot of people are frightened about coming forward because it is the unknown, and there is a feeling in some circles that there's nothing that can be done for dementia. Well, we can actually do a lot. It may not be in a treatment that can cure dementia, but there are ways that we can help you, and also importantly your family and any carers and friends, help understand dementia and how it affects both you and how they can better help you.
So tell us a few practical steps that might be taken by way of help should the diagnosis confirm that Alzheimer's is present.
Well, one of the things is that it's important that to carry on doing what you have been doing. life doesn't suddenly have to change. For instance, in the early and even the early moderate stages of the dementia, most people can continue driving. It doesn't mean that you have to stop all your physical activities. It's really important to have a lifestyle that's stimulating, that you continue activity. But if you are doing things that perhaps aren't the most healthy, so some people do smoke and some people do perhaps drink a little excessively, to cut back on those sorts of things and to think about your diet and overall lifestyle. And keeping your brain stimulated and interested in things is really important. This is not the time to sit in the armchair all the time. You could have your tea break for Susie Radio, we'll let you do that. But keeping active, doing brain games, doing exercise, really important. Also, there's certain psychological therapies, cognitive stimulation, that we've more recently got some evidence for the benefit of that, particularly in the early stages of dementia. And for certain of the subtypes of dementia, the Alzheimer's dementia in particular, and Parkinson's disease dementia, we have some treatments that can help with the memory. Now, these are not treatments that make the dementia go away. You still have the underlying problem of dementia, but they do improve, in a lot of people, how you cope with your memory impairment. Not everybody benefits from these drugs, but everybody with Alzheimer's dementia, Parkinson's disease dementia, should have the opportunity of trying these drugs.
Thank you. I'm already learning stacks about this afternoon. Would you say that planning and structure in life have a role to play in all this?
Definitely. And that is what we also encourage. And once somebody is diagnosed with dementia, you will be put in touch with a dementia champion or friend or a dementia navigator. In different parts of the locality, we have different terms for this. And they, at your leisure and usually following up in your own home, will come and discuss about advanced care planning, as we call it. So it's important, you know, if you want to go on a world trip, to go on a world trip. But we also suggest that you need to think about when you perhaps don't have capacity, because as the dementia progresses, how you would want things to be towards the end of your life. Do you want to be managed at home as long as possible? If you have a severe illness, do you want to be resuscitated? How far should medical intervention go? And I think it's important that not only you have input into these decisions at a time when you still have the capacity to do so, but your family understand what your wishes are.
Jill, may I say, you're the absolute antithesis of shock horror journalism. It's wonderful to hear so much reassurance over that side of the panel. Now, time presses, so let me invoke the old saying, prevention is better than cure. Is there anything we can do by way of prevention?
There are certain risk factors and risk diseases for dementia, and particularly things like vascular dementia and stroke. And people at increased risk of stroke are people with blood pressure or hypertension, as we call it, and diabetes or raised sugar. The better people control those conditions when they have them in their midlife, mid-adult life, the less impact, negative impact, they will have on their dementia or risk for dementia. And also, even without those conditions, if people have a healthy lifestyle, it's going to delay the appearance of dementia. And I think that's really important, even 3 or 4 more years or 5 more years of normal quality of life is important. And delaying any disease is of value both to the person and to their family.
I've said to several of my interviewees in various contexts that my grandmother would always have said moderation in all things, and you'd agree with that?
I'd agree with that, yes, yes.
Is there anything else before we sum up with your record request that you'd like to put across the airwaves this afternoon?
I would encourage people to go to the website, such as Dementia Partnership or the Alzheimer's Society, and find out about dementia, and also go to the Surrey County Council website and find out what we're doing about dementia-friendly communities, and to become more involved, if they want to, in helping people with dementia.
Now, you've chosen Ray Charles for us. Any particular reason, or indeed anybody you'd like us to play it for?
I just like Ray Charles, and I'd like it played for all those people with dementia.
Dr. Jill Rasmussen, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you as our guest on the Afternoon Stroll Tea Break.